Not all senior leaders are immediately supportive of a story initiative. I remember doing a program for an executive group the executive group for Asia Pacific, and we did the actual program starting out in Indonesia, in Jakarta. And I remember the CEO came in last into the session, and I could tell just by his demeanor and the way he sort of, if you like, strode into the room, that he wasn't a great lover of this idea of storytelling. Anyway, he sat right up the front and didn't say much during the day, and I could see that he was, you know, engaged in the activities and he was doing the work, and he could see he was really interested in how his people were sharing the stories. Well, by the end of the session, he stood up and he said to everyone in the room, he said, "Look, guys, you know me, I wasn't very supportive of this idea. I wasn't too sure this was going to be a good use of our time. But I want everyone to know that this is a vital skill for us. And I want us to all have individual coaching so that we can get this as best as we can, because this will make an enormous difference." And you know, that switch between skeptical to, you know, true believer, if you like, is something I see often when people get the opportunity to experience the whole power of stories, as opposed to just hearing about them and having people talk about them. You've got to jump in there and get your feet wet and really experience how stories work.